A man of more hats than a magician, Spirit and Strategos, better known around town as Strats, was one of the originators of Bloomington's famed vegetarian mecca, the Dow, back in the late 60s and early 70s. He tells how he and the Uptown's Michael Cassidy created what is now one of Bloomington's signature breakfast dishes on today's edition of Big Talk with Michael Glab.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest today in the studio, Spiridon Strategos. That's a tough one for me.
You pronounced that perfectly, by the way.
Thank you. But I'm going to make it easy on myself.
You must be from Chicago, man.
Well, there were Greeks, there were Italians, there were Poles, there were Germans. I'm going to make it easy on myself and call you Strats, as everybody else does.
Everybody else does.
He's been an actor. He's been a restaurateur. He's a raconteur. He's a man about town. He's a Bloomington character. Now, let me ask you this. Can't you make up your mind as to what you want to do?
Well, you left out some key periods of my life, but I was a teacher at IU for 30 years on and off. I taught English as a second language and kind of developed a communication cultural course. I worked with Iraqis and that came here as part of a leadership program funded by the State Department through the School of Journalism. I worked in the business school, the law school, working with international students. I worked for the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company for 2 years, who were their scholarship program was headquartered in Bloomington. I just finished my master's degree.
Are you a spy?
So, yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what I want to be when I grow up.
When you grow up. Well, funny, a lot of people might know you as sort of an actor guy. You've been in a couple of those Anspa Pizzo movies, Rudy and Hoosiers. You were the referee, Lagodi. That was Hoosiers. In the movie Rudy, you were Coach Gillespie.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got to tell you, I dug up an article where in this article they're talking about you and Michael Cassidy, the guy who now runs Uptown. They said Michael Cassidy, quote, and his buddy Strats perfected the art of the breakfast.
Well, let me back up on that.
Go ahead.
Michael and I met during the turbulent 60s, late 60s. He was from Fort Wayne and I was from South Bend. And we both got involved with this spiritual movement and joined the ashram. Me before him. At any rate, one of the weekly rituals was to have a big Sunday breakfast that we cook for everybody. And Michael and I, neither one of us, I think, came to that with any background other than the fact that my family was in the business, but I never cooked breakfast, would make breakfast for everybody. It was during that time that we found this recipe in the Tassajara Bread Book, which is a Zen monastery in California, for cottage cheese pancakes.
Cottage cheese pancakes.
Well, they still serve them at the Uptown. And if you haven't had them, you ought to try them. They're fantastic. But Michael and I developed that recipe, and he's been serving cottage cheese pancakes for 40-some years. Now, we both found jobs at a little restaurant called the Vienna Doghouse. Chicago-style doghouse.
Sounds good to
with,
me.
You know, it was typical Chicago Vienna dogs. They did hamburgers that were like ground beef in the steam table. They decided they wanted to do breakfast. And they said, why don't you two guys start our breakfast business only on Saturday and Sunday mornings, which right. We were a hit from day one. It was the bar crowd from the night before. I mean, we were swamped. We were making hollandaise sauce for Eggs Benedict by scratch. I mean, it fried us. But we bonded as partners on that grill.
Uh-huh.
And shortly thereafter, there was a group of people. This is interesting, Mike. In terms of history, because there's something that was posted on Facebook. It was a picture of the Dow restaurant, and there's been all kinds of misinformation about how the origins of the Dow and blah, blah, blah. It was a group of hippies, for lack of a better word, that would gather around Dunmeadow, And our leader was a guy named Steve White. He's long since deceased, great guy, who would bring a big kettle of soup down and we'd give the soup out free. Mm-hmm. And he had this idea to open up a vegetarian restaurant. Mm-hmm. He found a place on 10th Street and we opened it. It was a group of people, and some are still around Bloomington that were part of that group. I was one of the first dishwashers, was my first job at the New Age Deli. The New Age Deli was the first vegetarian restaurant in Bloomington. Huh. And it opened with great fanfare. We had a Swami from India, I don't know where he came from, that gave blessings to the day we opened. And we served completely pure vegetarian cuisine. And the place prospered for about a week, maybe a month or two.
You know, you're like a walking Monroe County History Center. You and Pizzo,
yeah.
Angelo Pizzo,
yeah.
were the first guys to do the StoryCorps thing.
Yeah, we were.
Trailer came.
But it probably had more to do with him than me. He called me and asked me if I'd do this. And I said, man, what do you want me? You do this with your mom or your brother, or,
Yeah.
He says, well, they want to know about the late 60s, early 70s, and being a student on campus during that time.
What did you guys talk about?
We had a very similar arc. We both came here and joined fraternities. This was a tumultuous time on campuses everywhere.
Oh, sure.
And Angela and I both had a very liberal bent to us. And then there was a night that, and we were smoking pot back then. January 1st, 1969 was the first time that undergraduates under 21 could move off campus. Uh-huh. And he did, I did. Interestingly, I moved off campus, a beautiful farmhouse south of town, which is long gone, with David Ansbaugh and Harry Gonzo. Do you know who Harry Gonzo is?
Tell me.
Harry Gonzo was the star of the 1967-68 Rose Bowl team. He also was Mitch Daniels' chief of staff. So the three of us, now Harry was the straightest guy in the world. Mm-hmm. Dave and I weren't. which made for a very, when we would get stoned, he would flick the lights on and off. thinking that he was blowing our minds. And we'd be laughing at him, thinking that he was, tripping us out. It was a weird combination.
Spirit on Stratagos. Strats.
Yeah.
Actor, restaurateur, raconteur, man about town, Bloomington character, all these different things. Forrester.
I love Forrester. A teacher.
Spy. Thanks for joining us on Big Talk.
Mike, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You can hear that episode and all episodes of our Big Talk with Michael Gleb on our website, wfhb.org.